Homeward Bound, March 26. The New Birth. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3, verse 3. The claim that Christ, by his death, abolished his Father's law is without foundation. Had it been possible for the law to be changed or set aside, then Christ need not have died to save us from the penalty of sin. The death of Christ, so far from abolishing the law, proves that it is immutable. The law of God, from its very nature, is unchangeable. It is a revelation of the will and the character of its author. God is love, and his law is love. Its two great principles are love to God and love to man. Love is the fulfilling of the law. The character of God is righteousness and truth. Such is the nature of his law. Says the psalmist, "Thy law is the truth. All thy commandments are righteousness." And the apostle Paul declares, "The law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good." Such a law, being an expression of the mind and will of God, must be as enduring as its author. It is the work of conversion and sanctification to reconcile men and women to God by bringing them into accord with the principles of his law. In the beginning, human beings were created in the image of God. They were in perfect harmony with the nature and the law of God. The principles of righteousness were written upon their hearts. But sin alienated them from their Maker. They no longer reflected the divine image. Their hearts were at war with the principles of God's law. The carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that we might be reconciled to God. Through the merits of Christ, we can be restored to harmony with our Maker. Our hearts must be renewed by divine grace. We must have a new life from above. This change is the new birth, without which, Jesus says, we cannot see the kingdom of God. The first step in reconciliation to God is the conviction of sin. Sin is the transgression of the law. By the law is the knowledge of sin. In order to see their guilt, sinners must test their character by God's great standard of righteousness. It is a mirror which shows the perfection of a righteous character and enables them to discern the defects in their own. The Great Controversy, pages 466 and 467.